Yeah.
But that's what's up. And how's your relationship at this point with Nick the Grit?
He run RGF, man. Like, he run RGF and I'm Zoo Gang. Like.
Oh, you're not under RGF no more?
Yeah.
Oh, you still are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So RGF and Zoo Gang, that's like...
Mm-mm.
It's separate?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused a little bit. So it's RGF and then the Zoo Gang. Facts. shout out to Zoo Gang.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Shout out to ZGR, man. Zoo Gang record. Shout out Mandy Glock. Shout out Plue Half, Dribble Squeeze. You know what I'm saying? You know, ain't no my artist right there. My artist facts. Right there.
Shout out to all of them. But back in the day, I was like the dream team. Before all the bullshit happened, that's why I feel like sometimes, do you wish you go back to Trap Queen days and be like, damn, this was a dream team when we was all getting along? And
Nah.
What's in the past is in the past.
Yeah, it already happened already. Right. I don't got no time to look back.
Facts.
Right. Word up. I don't got time to look back. That shit already happened. It's head man up, chin up, go deal with it.
Peace, y'all. Peace. So in this video, we're gonna be talking about Fetty Wap. Alright, and doing deals with the devil, man. You know, I'ma just be honest with y'all, man. You know, this kind of story is a little crazy because a lot of artists that we know of today, they come out quick, and they're gone quick. You know, let's be honest here. Fetty Wap was the beginning of the microwave era. All right, but we're going to talk about Fetty Wap and his deal, all right, how it got cut short. Now, for those that didn't know, Fetty Wap is of the Haitian descent, okay? And he was born June 7th. 1991, all right? Now, he got his first shot, okay, in 2013, all right, performing at showcases and also on Facebook. Now, around this time, he came up with the idea to create the Remy Boys, which was a group, a collective group, which consisted of him, Monty, and also P. Dice, all right? And we're going to talk about P. Dice down the line as well and why he got out of Dodge. Now, during 2012, 2013, Fetty Wap would go and freestyle on Facebook and get people, you know, drawn to him. He was freestyling outside in New Jersey and all of these things. And people was more drawn to him because of his talent. He had a really great voice, right? By 2014, he actually inked a deal with local street hustler Nick the Grit. All right, now Nick the Grit was a street dude who managed to put his money together to start a label. All right, now, most people won't tell y'all this, but Nick the Grit is real close and kin to P. Dice. Now, P. Dice was actually making a name for himself around the town. All right, he was on a solo mission. He was making a name for himself around the town by way of battle rapping. Okay, he was actually a battle rapper in New Jersey. This was before Fetty Wap and before Monty got involved. P. Dice was all over battling different people in New Jersey, Philly, and in New York, all right? Now, I want to tell y'all this. When you sign a deal with a street dude that don't have no concept of the music business, right? You basically asking to get jerked, okay? And we all know Fetty Wap is going was going through financial situations down the line to the point where he had to resort in street activities, right? But when you sign to these street dudes, okay, and they don't have no concept of the music business, they just see you as a cash cow, be prepared to get jerked, all right? Be prepared. Now, I find something very ironic, and I don't want to be insensitive when I talk about this topic, but we all know Fetty Wap for having one eye, okay? So much so that he has promoted it to the general public, okay? And most people have said, yo, he sacrificed his eye for fame. I don't know about all of that, but I do know that there's two different stories out there, maybe three, all right? For the most part, he went on public platforms like TMZ and mentioned and had his moms along as well and mentioned that he lost his eye due to glaucoma.
I'll tell everybody his glaucoma.
Okay.
And what happened is when I was little, I was, I forgot what they call it. I had gone to a little accident, you know what I'm saying? And it gave me congenital glaucoma. Both of my eyes, you know what I'm saying? The doctor saved one for me, so I was blessed to have my vision. Mm-hmm. For me, so that's it. That's the story. See, it was simple.
Okay. No.
Straight to the point. No chase.
I had a prosthesis. Like, yeah, I never got shot in my
eye. Yeah,
that
shit. Yo,
Did you hit?
Basically, it was a prosthesis, and I didn't want to wear it no more. And you know what I'm saying? The song was getting hotter. The pictures was getting viral. You know what I mean? Like, who is this guy with one eye? What happened to him, man?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I just let it build up. You know what I mean? It wasn't nothing. Like, everybody think I got, you know what I mean? It was because of where I'm from, I got shot, or somebody ran down.
Patterson, yes. Yes, Nation.
When I got glaucoma, I learned something new. I was born with glaucoma, and I lost the eye at 6 months, and I got reconstructive surgery when I was 12, okay. And I just stopped wearing the prosthesis because I didn't want to look like everybody else.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
See, that's the truth. I didn't get shot or hit with a firecracker.
So I was going to ask, what's the craziest story you've heard or the craziest thing people think happened to your eye, man?
The craziest thing, somebody said that, that got shot in my face with a shotgun. Now see the I heard worse stories, but the craziest thing about that is, like, you know what
I'm saying? Your face looks fine.
All right, now I don't know how that goes in hand in hand, but then you got some people in New Jersey that say, "Yo, Fetty Wap lost his eye 3 years before he got on." So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know. I didn't grow up with the dude, but I just kind of find that strange that he had three different stories behind his eye, and also that he promotes this, all right, in a satanic way, all right, even to the point where on his song 679, he's mentioning he's a devil worshiper.
All right, next up we got Fetty Wap. If you listen closely to one of his most famous songs called 679, you can hear him say that he's a devil worshiper. Yeah.
Once P. Dice, now I want to talk about the whole P. Dice situation, right? Because P. Dice was technically supposed to be the sacrifice, okay, for Fetty Wap. But P. Dice got up out of Dodge, though. Somebody must have warned him or told him what was going on, but P. Dice got up out of Dodge. Once P. Dice got linked up with Nick the Grit and brought them dudes in, a lot of spiritual stuff got involved. This is after the Trap Queen thing, all right? But the dreadlocks thing was way beforehand, all right? Way beforehand. Now, if y'all remember, right, Fetty Wap had came out of nowhere with a pair of dreadlocks, okay? And everybody was like, how he get these dreadlocks, man? What? He got fake dreadlocks. They was clowning them, right? But apparently, these dreadlocks was connected to a voodoo queen. And he's going to talk about this lady and her dreadlocks in this clip right here.
Like in the Cali mood. So it was like, what's up, bro?
That's what inspired the dreads. That's what inspired you. Got in your Cali mode. You started smoking weed. It was like, bro, let's get some dreads, bro.
Yeah. But you got a lot of vibes. You got a lot of heat for your dreads.
Mm-hmm. Why they come for his dreads? Because you put because they're not real. You put them in, right?
Yeah, they real dreads, but they not. I didn't grow them.
Right. You know what I'm saying? They real. They're really bought.
He paid for them. They
no, he's saying it's hair. It's actual hair made into a dreadlock properly. It just happened somewhere else.
It's just it's a lady that I know from North,
and she gave you them.
No, she didn't give them to me. She cut her hair off, and you know what I'm saying, she was like she was a powerful person to me. Like, she spoke a lot of positive things to me.
Oh, that's pretty cool. That's like an actual story though, because like getting someone's hair, that's actually a real.
That's
like
very personal. Remedy,
you know that's personal.
Like, you don't just put anybody hair in your head. You know what I'm saying?
Some people do. Believe me, some people put any goddamn hair on the head that they bought from any package anywhere.
The funny thing about the whole thing is like since I did it like the. I want to say like the last 50 songs I did recorded, like they all been like some of the hottest songs I did, like just from the good energy I've been getting.
That's some real spiritual deepness.
Getting strength from his hair, my G. Hey, like Samson.
Fetty just bought a house.
Now, if you know like I know, you don't just put somebody's hair in your head, especially of someone of powerful reputation like that, right? And if y'all notice, ironically, he said when he put the dreadlocks in his hair, all his songs started taking off. Okay, so this is a whole concept of how when you attaching somebody's DNA to yours, then you wonder why you going crazy. Now, within a year's time span, right, after him wearing these dreadlocks, Fetty Wap began having a downside. All right, by 2017, Fetty Wap was basically on his way out. Nobody was really checking for him no more. All right, now in an interview with DJ Academics, he basically explained how he went broke so quickly. Now check out this clip.
I remember that shit like yesterday. I took out $100,000 and I was about to fly to Cali. And I was flying to Cali. And when I landed out there, because we was doing my daughter's birthday that weekend, I think, and I went to the bank again, and that shit was like, hold. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck do that mean?
Like, so you try to take money, and they're like, oh, no, there's a hold on it.
Yeah, and then I went to call to my other account, like, yo, can you send me this? And he's like, yo, bro, I got to talk to you. And I'm like, what you talking about? And yeah, so for like, I think for like 6 months, I was broke, bro.
Damn, they had your whole like account on freeze. Yeah. It wasn't like no Texas shit or nothing like that. Damn. So you just, and by the way, this happens to a lot of like, you know, entertainment. Like you don't know, sometimes you might get in it, like you're probably paying so much bills. You don't know exactly what your name is on, what you owe.
I was doing like $150,000 a month bills. But I was, that's the dumbest shit I was doing. Like, matter of fact, yeah, if I had to, it was jewelry and like apartments. I had a lot of apartments. Like,
why?
I don't fucking
just for
know.
Everybody or just
nah,
you?
I just really just like I didn't like staying in hotels. Like I don't like hotels. I don't like being. I don't like people just could knock on my door when they feel like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, Fetty's staying there. Let's go see what's room he in. Yeah. Like, I ain't like that.
Was you had like five like apartments or something like that?
Yeah, I have like maybe like four apartments in Jersey. I had like two apartments in Miami, a couple apartments in L.A. Then I have houses in L.A., I have a house in Jersey, like a house in Miami. Like, I was just doing
yo, this house. All right, so wait. Because,
like, when I started looking at my bills, like, when I started paying myself, like, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm paying $10,000 a month for car insurance. Like, I'm like, well, what I'm doing that for? I'm only driving about 2-3 of these months. You know what I'm saying? And that's when I learned, you know, you can keep your cars, just take the insurance off if you're not going to drive it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, simple shit kind of started getting me, like, I was traveling with 14, 15, 16, maybe sometimes 30. And
yo, I know. Yo, there was one time somebody told me that you were traveling with, like, two DJs, three hype men. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. I'm like, what you got going on?
Yeah, it was ridiculous, bro. It was like, it was just ain't nobody give a fuck they was getting paid. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody gave a fuck if they was getting paid. As long as that money was coming, ain't nobody was going to say, yo, don't do that. Because they were scared to...
Okay.
People were scared to me because they didn't want to stop their money. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, they call yes, man. like I said, now we go, like I was saying, like, it was, I know for a fact I was clearing 100,000 every day. Now, the day I woke up and I only made like 40,000, I'm like, some shit ain't right. You get what I'm saying? And I'm like, 40,000, 40,000, 40,000, 30,000. Hey, we want book Fetty for 50,000. I'm like, what the
fuck? Okay. This is what time?
This is the end of 2017.
Okay. Continue.
And I'm just like, all right, it's happening. I'm like, this shit start getting dark.
You didn't think in your mind like, all right, let me just come in another hit and I'm gonna bring that back up.
I did. I actually made one. Wake up.
Yeah.
Wake up went platinum in maybe like 2 weeks. Bro, like, let's say we go to the mall, right?
Yeah.
At this time, I love Robin jeans, right? Yeah, this talking about $500 a pair of jeans.
Tell me they gave you some type.
Of course, nah. We still cool to this day, bro. That's my guy.
Take care. Good.
You'll see people like this.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
So if you buy shit for yourself, you gonna look like just a greedy nigga.
So then the type of guy I am, I'm like, all right, everybody grab a pair. And then my worst shopping experiences was Barney's when the Balmain.
Yeah.
We're talking about $1,300 pair of jeans, bro. I'm buying 30 pair of jeans. Now, mind you, I'm only wearing one pair, but I'm spending $45,000 on jeans, bro. I ain't even get my shirt yet.
God damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So once everybody kind of, like, once I started slimming down, bro, I started noticing, like, oh, damn, like, bro, you make a lot of money, bro. Like, you, because I used to question myself, like, damn, what the I just made all this money, Dave.
Was money just coming in and going out? Like, how much, like, if you don't want to say it's cool, how much is the most you saw, like, in your account? You're like, what the?
The most I saw in my account?
Yeah, just 22? Any. Huh?
22.
Like, 22, like, 22 million?
Yeah.
Holy. Yeah, I spent a lot, too. I ain't gonna lie.
Saved a lot of money, bro.
22 million.
I saved a lot of money,
and this
bro.
Is even after you're spending a grip on your. You're financing a lot of other lifestyle.
Because I wouldn't spend unless I knew I was making it. So it wasn't like I said, it wasn't like I made $22 million at one time. Nah, that's not how it happened. I didn't make $22 million off just shoes. Like, I did so many features. I did so many features, I don't even remember how many. Like, I got phones of notes of songs, like, of just other people's songs that I did. I may be like, all right, I put money into this business for this person. I got 30% of that. And this business, I got 30% of that. This business, 30% of that. So I like co-ownership of all 16 different businesses. Maybe some of them did good. Some of them didn't. Some of them was all right. Some of them held out for a long time. I accumulated that much money. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like, because I don't want people to just think, oh, he made $22 million off of music. No, it didn't just happen.
How much
like
is the most you ever got for one show?
For one show?
Yeah.
Now, after being nominated for a Grammy and hanging out with Taylor Swift, you would think, right, how can this be possible? How is this possible? But see, you got to understand the music business is there to eat you up. All right? These people are, Fetty Wap is the beginning of the microwave music era. All right, and they made an example out of him, especially people like Liar Cohen. All right, people like him have made an example out of these artists with this microwave ringtone music. You come in the door and you gone the next minute. All right, now as of today, okay, we see people like Fetty Wap is behind bars, you know, serving 6 years for transporting narcotics, man. You know what I'm saying? And there's no reason why you had all of these hit records. I mean, platinum records. And the fact that you have to resort to doing, you know, these type of things to survive, it should let you know the devil is in the details, man. You know what I'm saying? He was on top of the world for literally a year. Like, it came and went so fast. It was unbelievable. Now, it's sad to see exactly what happened to this guy. And, you know, it's not about kicking these people in and, you know, throwing them under the bus. It's about showing the youth, like, yo, man, don't jump the gun for a quick 5 minutes of fame, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't do it, man. You know, so I'm praying for Fetty Wap, man. I want him to come back stronger. I was a fan of Fetty Wap and all his music. You know, he did something different. And I want him to progress, man. You know what I'm saying? I really want him to progress. But there's going to be a lane closed for him. Nobody wants to hear that type of stuff no more. You know, he tried to come out with numerous songs, but it didn't work. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, you can't go back to the streets, though. You're going to have to find something else to do. You know what I mean? And it's a sad situation, man. I hope he recovers from this. You know what I'm saying? I hope he recovers from this and finds his lane, man. But I hope y'all enjoyed this video. I wanted to talk about some things real quick and just give y'all brief detail on what's really going on in this industry. And this industry is very satanic. You got to be careful, man. All right? So with that being said, y'all, I hope y'all enjoyed this video and peace.